The following programming is sponsored by Michael Sloan. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We're just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no.
Good morning, Philadelphia. I'm your host, Michael Sloan. And we're waiting for Makara to join us, but there seems to be some technical difficulties. I have a guest with us today. From a dedicated senior medical center. Her name is Miss Candace. How are you, Miss Candace?
Fine, yourself?
Makara.
Good morning.
Good morning. I know that you've been having problems calling in as well. You know, we're going to have to start bringing you in. This is getting to be a little too difficult. And Brian, who would normally is in Minnesota, so I guess we were trying to reach him because I know that he said he was joining us as well from Minnesota. But nonetheless, we're going to have to carry on today. How was your weekend, Makara?
It was good. I went skating again, hung out with friends. How was yours?
Mine was great. I dealt with some issues at my apartment. We don't want to talk about that right now. That's not really.
Well, that's never fun.
Yeah, it wasn't fun. I really haven't gotten any sleep. But nonetheless, Makara, can you tell I had coffee today?
Not yet.
Okay. Because, yeah, I did have coffee. I had coffee 2 days straight. You know, we don't do that. But nonetheless, we're not going to talk about me too much. We're going to talk about our guests here. And Candace, you're not nervous, are you?
No.
That didn't make you nervous by saying that? We don't bite until after 10. What time is it? Oh, it's after 10. All right. We're going to make it easy for you today. Candace, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. My name is Candace Hill, and I work for Dedicated Senior Medical Centers. And I'm a membership growth consultant. And what I do is I help bring patients into our practice and get them VIP affordable health. And we do work with seniors 55 and older who's on Medicare.
Okay. So what did you do before then?
I'm a licensed Medicare agent. I sell Medicare insurance prior to Dedicated.
You hear that, Makara? She's another agent.
Yes.
Another agent. We seem like we're always having, we're talking to agents. Now, are you like me? I'm a secret agent. You know what a secret agent is? A secret insurance agent is a person who doesn't sell. That's why it's a secret.
So no,
I've been a secret agent. And Makara, you're a secret agent as well, because you haven't sold anything as well, right?
Technically, yes.
Okay, but we're going to change that. You're going to stop being a secret agent. But right now, you're with Dedicated. Is
yes.
that not correct?
Yes.
So how do you like it so far?
I love it.
You love it?
Yes.
You guys have a beautiful facility. Beautiful facility. So tell me some of the finer points about your organization and what you like about it as well.
Okay.
And what makes it stand out from the competition.
All right. Well, we're a one-stop shop, primary care physician office. We have 5 locations across Philadelphia, and we have door-to-door transportation. So we do provide transportation for our patients to and from. We have a 15-minute waiting rule. So we have a welcome room because you're not waiting in that room longer than 15 minutes to be seen by the doctor. We have on-site lab. We have a medication room. We offer acupuncture. We do testing as far as EKGs and echocardiograms all on site. And we also do x-rays. So we're a one-stop shop. So if you would like to come take a tour of our offices, please give me a call and we can set that up.
And your location, where you're at?
I work out of the Alani location, 5675 North French Street in the Alani Plaza.
And could you tell us where your other locations are?
Yes, sir.
Wait. Makara, you can't see this because you're not in studio. I think Candace is becoming comfortable. That head is moving back and forth. Go ahead. Move that head some more. Go ahead.
We have a Mayfair location, 6431 Sackett Street. We have one in North Philadelphia, 2101 West Lehigh Avenue. And we have one at West Philly, 1575 North 52nd Street, and then one in South Philadelphia, 330 West Oregon Avenue.
And, you know, when you think about your locations, you guys are throughout the city.
Yes.
So that's convenient. Now, in looking at one of the issues that I have, I guess, with medical facilities is that they're always prescribing medications constantly. What makes your organization stand out?
Well, we are ones that do not prescribe. We try not to prescribe medications for our patients. We try to keep them on the healthier side of things. That's why we offer things like acupuncture.
Yes.
To take away from those medications. And we do not prescribe any narcotics or controlled substances.
That's awesome. Makara, did you have any questions?
Yes, I'm here. I guess my question would be, I guess I can't ask that. Sorry, not right at the moment.
Okay. My thing, the time frame. Tell me when a person walks into the, what are some of the expectations or what are some of the highlights?
So when a patient walks into our office, they're greeted by the majority of the front staff. Everybody says welcome, and the more you come, the more we know your name, so you're feeling like family. So we welcome you in, and we check you in. You have a seat for a few minutes in our welcome area.
So I sit there, and I go, and I read a few magazines, right?
No magazines are in
Wait. You said what?
We have no magazines.
So what am I going to do if there's no magazines?
You're not waiting that long. So by the time you check in and sit down, your care promoter will be coming to get you to take you to the bag.
So there's no TV. There's no magazines to read.
There's a TV, but you're not going to have time to watch anything. It's just there.
Whoa. That's
awesome.
Really good. Because one of the issues that people have with their medical facility is that you're always waiting. And by the time the doctor sees you, he's only going to see you for a second.
No. Our doctors, first you're going to come in, you're going to have a seat, you'll get called to the bag. Like I said, less than 15 minutes. Your doctor will be back to see you within less than 15. No magazines in the bag as well. And your doctor's going to spend time with you. They're going to listen to you, your concerns, and then they're going to work with you. It's like just having your doctor is more like a friend, is a family member. They're listening to you, taking all of your concerns into consideration, making sure that you're healthy.
You're right now, you're listening to the Federation of Black Minority Businesses. This is the Hour of Power, and we have dedicated senior medical center. We have Candace in front of us. I'm your host, Michael Sloan, with McCara Sloan. And we're here to talk about the finer points of healthcare, dealing with seniors, and your cutoff point, or your, should I say, your starting point is what again?
55 years of age and on Medicare A and B and have a Medicare Advantage plan.
Okay, McCara, that means you don't qualify. And and for me, I guess I'll qualify in another 25 years.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's the story he likes to go with.
And I'm just saying yes. Okay.
Well, listen, McCara, when I grow up to be like you, then you could talk to me about, you know, even though she's my daughter, you know, she's still older than I am. So, okay. So at least I like to think I'm a young buck when I'm out trying to play basketball and I pull up lame with a strain here and there. So,
okay.
But you guys grandfather me in, even though I'm kind of young right now. You guys, if I have a problem, you guys let me in?
Well, if you have the right insurance, we can help you.
Okay. All right, so getting back to Dedicated, how long have you guys been here?
Their first office opened up in July of 2018.
Okay, so you guys
You guys are moving fast.
Steady.
Okay.
Steady, yeah, that
yes.
is a better word.
And you guys, again, have five locations since 2018.
Yes.
And you guys are a national company?
Yes.
Wow. So what are some of your other locations?
Florida. We just opened up one in Ohio. They're across the states. So we have multiple ones in Georgia and, Virginia, North Carolina.
So just in case I decide to relocate.
Not a problem.
I'll go to one of your locations. Your location at Front Allen, you guys have 26 exam rooms?
Yes.
26 exam rooms. That's amazing. Now, what about your other locations? Do they have the same amount or is it like?
West Philadelphia has more. They have about 30 because they're a larger facility.
Okay. Do they differ in any way? Because I haven't seen the other facilities.
No, they're all built the same way. So okay. The same way Albany is. All of the centers are set up just a little larger or maybe smaller.
And you know, if a person needs blood work or anything like that, and you guys do everything.
Everything's in house.
Everything is in house.
Yes.
So there's.
You know, that is absolutely awesome. I heard you mention that you offer acupuncture. I was curious, how does that help people to either stay off medications or relieve pain or, you know, how does that help?
Well, because we start off with the acupuncture and it releases that tension in the body, in the joints. I'm not a nurse, so I really can't go too far into that. But for what I can tell you is that our patients love it. They look forward to it. It does help.
Well, speaking of acupuncture, there was a gentleman at the York House, I guess around 15 years. Was it around 15 years ago? I don't know how many years ago. It was a long time ago. He did acupressure. And he went to China to learn this, you know, craft, and he was one of the first black men in the United States to ever do it. And he worked, he had all these accolades. He showed me the, you know, his pictures and so forth. He worked with Jimmy Carter, and he wanted to pass it down to me. He had no relatives to pass it down to. So he said, listen, I know you're into, you know, alternative health. And he says, I would love to pass this down. He gave me some type of manual. And I tossed it to the side. And I'm so sorry I did that. And he's, you know, I was just into me and what I was doing. And sometimes when you're young, you just make so many mistakes. And you learn from those mistakes. You know, and speaking to him about pressure points, how you have energy coming out of your body, and it deals with the meridian vein and so forth, and how certain parts of your body can affect another part of your body. Almost the way pain management, when you provide physical therapy for a person, when you have an injured area, they work out the surrounding muscle to repair the muscle that's damaged. The body is a fascinating thing. And I applaud any organization that will look into alternative ways, knowing that, you know, there is no one way to heal a person. There's so many different ways to heal a person. I think that is Brian calling right now on the phone, trying to figure out how to call in our other hosts. But again, I applaud you guys for having a different model and setting a standard, because I know there's a lot of facilities out there. But the one thing that I hear about from other seniors, because I deal with seniors on a daily basis, they talk about how different Dedicated is. I mean, no one is perfect, but again, the way they rave about your organization is second to none. So if someone would like to find out about Dedicated, take a tour of Dedicated, who would they call?
They can call me.
Who's me?
I'm Candace Hill. My phone number is 267-473-2761. My email is Candace, and that's CANDACE.Hill, HILL, at dedicated.care.
You said a mouthful. Say it one more time.
267-473-2761. Candace.Hill at dedicated.care.
Okay. You know, you guys are going to be, hopefully working. We're going to work hand in hand in some capacity.
Yeah.
I look forward to having you guys on radio more often. I know that I go around to all the different senior buildings and I do a wellness program. And I would love to have your organization partner with my organization in terms of, I do a Take Back Your Health. And I would love to have our seniors tour your facility to see, because sometimes seeing is believing.
Yes.
I mean, someone could pitch something and they could pitch it really well, but sometimes seeing the operation, you just look at the people that's there when you walk in. It's a different type of setup. And I've been into many medical facilities. Your setup is very unique. And I know who your competition is. Hands down, you guys win. And
thank
just
you.
Through appearance alone, your setup, your greeting. And here's the biggest thing, is what the people say. I don't hear... I haven't heard any. Not to say that you don't have any, but I haven't heard any complaints about your organization. I've heard complaints about everybody else. So kudos to you guys.
Thank you.
Kudos. You guys keep up the good work. And I know, you guys pay attention to detail, and that's very important. And the experience that people feel when they walk in. That's important, because first impressions are everything. We have another person on the line. How are you?
How are you, sir?
Oh, this is not a guess. This is a stowaway.
It's your long lost co-host, or what shall we say, tri-host. I don't know. I don't know what I'm called. I'm just calling you guys. I'm out here in Minnesota. I had to run out here a couple weeks ago. Really big storm. It tore up the whole state. So I missed last week, so I wanted to call in and hear what's going on today. So
yeah, we have.
Did you guys miss me?
Yeah, we did miss you.
Absolutely.
I apologize, Dedicated. Wait. I'm interrupting you guys, so I apologize.
Wait, you know what? You and Makara really messed everything up. I'm blaming you guys for today's fiasco start to this morning. And I know you're not really supposed to, you know, air laundry or anything like that, but, you know, we got off to a rough start this morning. We had your stand-in fill in for you, Brian. Wait. By the way, we had my stand-in and Makara stand-in, a previously recorded tape that we had to splice in.
Yeah.
But that we had some technical difficulties calling in. I had an emergency because I was here early this morning, you know, at our usual spot, Corner Bakery, having our meeting when I had an emergency call that drew me away. Even though it was just a few minutes, I knew I was going to make it here in time. So I made sure Makara would call in, but she said she couldn't make it. Oh, no, she didn't say she couldn't make it. She said she couldn't call in. She kept trying to call in. So
part of being an entrepreneur, right? You plan, and things come up, and how do we handle, you know, the stressors and everything else that comes up? Part of being an entrepreneur, right? This is what we're here for, because we want to dedicate ourselves to being entrepreneurs, serving people, and life happens. So
yeah. So she, was trying to call in, but
well,
couldn't.
Listen. I flew out on, I booked a flight on Sunday to come here because they had a storm on the 19th. I paid $1,380 for a plane ticket to go to Minnesota from Philly. And then they had nerve to charge me $30 for my bag. I said, the bag is kind of skinny. It's not that big. So while we're flying, the guy comes over the radio. Hey, we have, there's 70 to 80 knots higher than what we anticipated. So I'm thinking they're going to say, okay, we're going to hit some turbulence. We're going to go up or down. They're like, we got to stop in Madison, Wisconsin to get some gas. I'm like, oh, come on, bro. You for real? So then they're like, we'll be there in 25 minutes. I'm like, well, couldn't you have told us that at like 15? So I ain't worrying for another 10 minutes.
So your plane ran out of gas. Fuel.
Getting low. It was getting low. Well, we taxied to take off for 45 minutes. So we were burning fuel then, and then the wind knots were 70 to 80 higher than forecasted. They said they forecasted them to be 50. They were like 120. And it was a small plane, so I guess it burned up more fuel. Mm-hmm. And you know how the plane cuts off when you're coming down? I'm like, oh, gosh, are we running out of gas? Come on, don't tell me. I should have stayed. At least I would have been on the show.
Well, Brian, you got an insurance policy, right?
Yes, I do, but we don't want to.
Wait, hold on. Is it? I'm just curious. Is my name somewhere in there? Makara's name?
No.
Candace's name? Even though you haven't met Candace. No, you did meet Candace. That's right, you did.
Yes, I did.
Okay, yeah. Is her name on a benefit policy?
No.
Oh, no, okay.
She's dedicated, but I didn't dedicate any of my money to her on my policy. All right, enough about me. Let's get back to business. I'm glad I could call in, guys. Out here in Minneapolis, it was a big storm. I must have signed up 20 clients last week, so 19. I turned one down, so.
Okay.
Let's get back to some other stuff. I apologize.
Yeah, so we're here with Candace and Dedicated Senior Medical Center. And I don't know, Brian, how much you heard about their organization, how different it is. It's an organization that is committed to the wellness of seniors, but more importantly, one of the things that a lot of seniors, I deal with seniors on a daily basis, is, you know, seniors are over-medicated. We are the number one country for over-medicating people. And I forget the percentage, but it's a crazy number. And I remember I was on a plane, and I was with one of the top medical people in Pennsylvania. And I asked him, is there such thing as a good drug? You know, they couldn't say one. And I like that your organization is dedicated, Candace. Can I call you Candace or Miss Candace? Or
Candace is fine.
Dedicated to lowering the number of prescriptions that the patients are on. And how do you guys, or do you know how you guys go about that?
Well, we are preventative. So we have our patients come in. We want to see them about every 30 days because this way we can detect high-risk diseases and help get them in control before they get out of control. So the more we see them, the better we have a view on their health and can keep them off those medications if possible.
And that goes against a lot of health organizations and their model because they want to see them as little as possible. Which creates a ripple effect in terms of affecting a morbidity rate because the insurances are paying out so much because, you know, you capitate it, you're paying so much. So the medical facility said, look, I'm not making any money off of them. So the more and more I see them, but I guess somewhere along the line, the models are beginning to change somewhat. So now you want to keep the patient as healthy as possible, and this affects the bottom line of the HMOs.
Correct.
And that, to me, that's how it always should have been. So you want to look at their diet. You want to look at their activity that they're doing, and you want to try to influence their behavior to make better choices, and then you have better outcomes.
Correct.
So any facility that practice a model like that, you should be applauded because then you're going to have a healthier people. And it starts with their mindset, having a healthy mindset and having people, you know, cause a lot of people are nervous when they go to a medical facility. And then, you know, it can reek of this nervousness. And I know when you walk in yours, it's a lot different.
Because we welcome them. We treat them like family. We want them to be as comfortable as possible with us. So if they're comfortable, then they don't mind coming back because they know we're here to help them.
Right. It really spoke to me when you said that, you know, as they come, you get to know, the staff gets to know their names and they become like family. I think that is what's missing in the relationships that we have with our medical provider. It's very often cold, and we don't get a very personal relationship with them. So I think it's beautiful that Dedicated takes the time and puts the effort in to get to know their clients and their future families.
Yes, our doctors provide their phone numbers to the patients so they can always get in touch with their provider if they're not feeling well or if they have questions. And that also helps bring that relationship to a point where they can trust the doctor and know the doctor's there for their well-being.
Hey, Brian.
Awesome.
Unlike me, you're a few years away from being able to utilize the service.
Yes.
So I'm just want to tell you so that when you reach that age, you can actually go to Dedicated because it's going to take me another 20 years to reach 55. What are you laughing for?
And you know what? That is amazing. So one of the things I know is that stress causes inflammation, and inflammation causes cancer. So going to the doctor and being uncertain about a lot of things, it will cause panic attacks, anxiety attacks. I was just telling my son this yesterday about placebos. And giving a person a pill and they do a blind study where they give some placebos and they give some the other one. And what the mind does, it actually convinces itself that the medicine is working. So when you, like you said, everything starts in the mind. That's the brain. That's the signal. That's the function to send out all of the pulses and everywhere to the body. So if you can get the mind together and you can relieve the stress and you can teach people and you can be preventative and you can help them deal with some of their fears of going to the doctor, because as men, we don't go. Black men, it's taboo for, no, I'm good. I mean, I'm a man. You know, I don't need those fingers. Crazy story. Ronnie Lott, I'm a 49ers fan. Ronnie Lott wanted to go back into a football game so bad, he cut the tip of his finger off. He said, just cut it off so I could go back in. So that's the stuff that we do as men. We're just not really smart. So it's great. I hear my brother, William Fagans is my brother. And I hear Pastor Billy talk about dedicated, and I hear Joe. So I hear a lot of my brother's agents talk about dedicated. So even just the name is great. And then the people, the smiles, understanding the insurance, helping people navigate through that, it really takes a lot of pressure off of people. So, and I won't be 55 until, you said, 20 years, 21 years,
no.
I'm
going to
be 55.
Well, hold on. We can't have two people lying up on here about their age. Come on. We have a quorum. Only one person can lie about their age.
Well, listen, if I can trick my body into not going into those states, then, hey, you know, I just got to.
So who's lying about their age, by the way? Is it Candace? You're lying about your age? We want to figure out who's the one person. Because look, I'm 29 forever.
I was very interested.
What'd you say, McCara?
Well,
I said that's very interesting. You're younger than your oldest son.
Shh.
Good stuff. I'll be 48. Hey, listen. After this, I'm shutting up. So I'm trying to find a number to call into the station because I never had to do this. Do you know the first WWDB broadcast is December 6, 1926? That's actually my birthday. So I'll be 48 this year. So I'm not afraid to tell my age. I don't look 48. Do I, Makara?
Nah, you look good.
You don't look a day over 51. What did you say your age was again?
I'm 48. When I went to buy my car, I had this little 27-year-old talking about she wanna go on date night. I said, no, I'm okay.
Brian, we're gonna talk about that now. Was she talking about the car or was she talking about you?
She probably was talking about the car. she was dedicated to the car, you know. So she's talking about dedicated. I'm sorry, dedicated. This is why Reverend Sloan and I don't need to get together, because it's just crazy this year.
Yes. So
Back to business.
So again, you're listening to WWDB, the Hour of Power with the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses. We have your trio host here, Makara, Brian, and Michael Sloan. We have our guest from Dedicated Senior Medical Center, Candace. And it's been a pleasure to have you here to talk about your organization's goals and objectives. What are some of the long-term goals for objectives? Am I putting you on the spot for Dedicated?
We are trying to become Philadelphia's number one primary care physician office.
Okay, that's a start. Mm-hmm. Have any others?
We have a whole lot.
I think I'll put, okay. She said she was nervous, so guys, be a little gentle, but rough her up.
Oh, I'm about to rough her up now. So, Candace, Brian Fagans here. You probably met my brother Bill, correct, Bill Fagans?
Yes.
Well, he's good looking, but I mean, I'm not as good looking as he is. But one of the things I want to correct you on, you said we're trying to be. I'm a motivational speaker. I do commission only sales. They drop me off in the middle of places. They say trying is a noisy way of saying I'm not going to do it. So you want to say we're in a process of becoming.
Well, really, to be honest, we are
number one.
We are leading in that area, so we will.
Oh, so you were being modest.
Yes,
being
we
modest.
Will be.
Right? I was saying she wanted the humble brag, and now you made her.
I mean, you know, I didn't know they were number one. I just called in late.
We're
you
leading.
Know, what I mean,
yes,
already me. Candace, I love you, Candace.
I love you too.
Good stuff. So you guys, so she's being humble. So they are, they're out here smacking babies and taking names. I don't know, one of those phrases. I don't know. They're out here serving the community, and I love that. One of my favorite verses is Ephesians 6 and 7, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord. And we need it in our community. There's so much distrust between doctors and the things we talk about with the syphilis experiment, Tuskegee experiment. So it is good that we have brown faces, beautiful brown faces out here helping out our community. My mother used to work in a medical facility in the middle of the projects where I grew up in East Falls, and now she's a committee person. She's always been in that field to help people. So I appreciate what you guys do. My father died about 7 years ago from cancer, 65. He was great. Standing up, birthday, 66, he was in the bed. And I understand that care plays a big part. He was at the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. You could call the doctors. You can do great food, exercise, massages. He was thriving, and then his insurance changed, and he had to go to another outfit. I won't say their name. His cancer came back, and, I mean, it just took him out. So I mentioned that anxiety part and that uncertainty part of people that when you couple that with the physical ailments, it kind of magnifies a lot of the stress. So I love what you guys do. I hear from you guys about you guys from my brother, Bill, who owns Divine Insurance Group, or Divine Insurance Group, yes. So I appreciate what you do. I also watched my father die of cancer over my grandfather, like 3 or 4 months. So I love what you guys do because you're helping to soften the blow of, you know, people having to deal with their loved ones being ill, taking sickly, and sometimes passing away. So I love what you guys are doing. So keep up the great work.
So the next time we have you guys on, I think I want to pair you with some of our senior ambassadors. Okay. Because they're going to be the mouthpiece for a dedicated senior medical center. And we have a number of our senior ambassadors who are part of the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses. They're already members of your health organization, and they rave about you guys. And there's nothing like a word of mouth speaking the tales of what you guys present and what you guys do for them. I think it's an awesome thing when you can represent an organization that is being true to what they say they're going to do. Because a lot of organizations can talk the talk, but do they walk the walk? And you guys definitely walk the walk. And we're going to bring on some of your patients who can speak about the services that they be. And these people are not paid. So that's the awesome thing. You know, when I look to work with an organization, I want to look at their reputation. I want to see what their clients are, you know, speaking about, or what did they experience? What are the highs? What are the lows? And I just found nothing but highs, which, you know, I have some people who talk about your competition who was once a member of your biggest rival. And they say, hands down, you guys are the best. So don't change anything. Don't change anything. So you guys are awesome. You guys are awesome for the community. And we look forward to working with you guys on a regular basis and helping you guys grow.
Thank you.
Brian.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Makara.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You want to make a bet on whether Bryant can come up with an acronym for what we was just talking about? Real quick.
If we're betting, I want to bet on his side.
Okay. I bet that he will not be able to. Hold on, Brian.
When it comes to acronyms, I have 200 of them, and they come out like water.
Okay, I bet right now that you can't come up.
I'm dedicated to this acronym thing. Go ahead.
All right, so I need for you to come up with an acronym for everything that we just talked about. All right.
Lord,
yeah, I need. I'm gonna give you 10 seconds to do it. Now, Makara, this is for lunch.
That's so vague.
Makara, this is for lunch.
You gotta give me a
word. Dedicated.
Okay. So dedicated.
Can somebody play some theme music in the background while he's thinking? Doom, 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 doom. It's over, Brian. Come on.
So
you gave him such a long word.
No. So dedicated. So I wish I would have heard what their theme is in the beginning, but so I.
All right, I tell you what. No, hold on. I'm gonna help you out. Candace, hold on, I can't make this too easy for you either, because you know what? You have a brochure in front of you.
I don't need it.
Oh, she just threw it aside. Okay, you don't need it. So help him out.
Give him
some tidbits. So we're gonna stall for him. I'm on lunch.
No. Hear me out. So when I do acronyms, I don't do like, okay, D is for this. My acronyms create a complete sentence that flows. So that's the reason why I'm processing over here.
Okay.
So
she's going to help you out. She's going to help you out. Okay. She's going to go ahead.
So I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to say that dedicated senior medical centers provide VIP affordable health care to our seniors. How about that?
Okay. VIP. Okay. So dynamic educators delivering impeccable character assessments, transitions, education, and dedication.
I think I heard education. I think I heard education around three times.
No, you didn't. It's only two E's in there.
So what did I say?
I heard character. What the character?
Yep. Dynamic educators delivering immaculate.
You said emasculated.
Did I say, get an item for Candace, do you see what I got to deal with? I'm going to put your name in there. I'm going to put Candace in here. Dedicate dynamic educators delivering immaculate Candace and teachers effective daily. I don't know, something. There you go.
Nice try.
That's a try. That's not a succeed.
I did it while I was driving. Look at that. See?
He was driving, and it's a long word.
We tell you what.
I put Candace in there, too, see?
Since your name is Bryant, we'll give you a B-. Now, you need a B+, to warrant Makara getting a lunch out of this.
Okay.
It's okay, Bryant. I'll get my lunch regardless.
There it is.
The deck was stacked against her anyway. No matter how well you did, Brian, you wasn't going to get a B no matter what. I was going to look for something in there to downgrade you. But again, you're listening to the Hour of Power with the Federation of Black Minority Businesses. You're on WWDB. You're listening to Makara and Bryant, as well as myself, Michael, Reverend Sloan, the trio of hosts. And we have our guest here, Candace. Candace, what is your last name?
Hill.
Candace Hill, with Dedicated Senior Medical Center. I want to say group, but it's center.
Center.
And they've been in business here in Philadelphia since 2018, I want to say 19, but 2018, you guys have 5 centers.
Yes.
And one of the key features that I see is that you guys, when a person walks in, they feel warm. Number two, they don't wait. You guys don't have magazines for them to read. You know, I've been a part of a lot of medical groups, and one thing that's a staple is magazines. Various magazines. You guys don't have any magazines because they're not going to be there that long to be reading anything.
Correct.
because they're going to be waiting on. And you guys have a, where's though they can get something to drink, they can get something to snack on.
Yes, Mary's Cafe. And we have snacks and waters, flavored waters and coffee that's there for the patients, especially if they're fasting when they first come in for lab work. Once they're done, or if they're diabetic and they need something, they'll have that accessible to them.
Yeah. Now, there's only one problem with that. You know, so when I went there, I saw the cafe, and what I wanted to do is I was hoping I could go in there for a T-bone steak. And they had no one there to... What's up with that?
Just snacks.
No. Can we work on getting a T-bone steak?
Well, we have parties for our patients, birthday parties, and they get special treats at that time.
Right. You know how black people are. If they had steaks in there, we'd be making ourselves sick. Hey, Doc, there's something wrong with my foot. Something wrong with my hand.
you got one of them leftover steaks over there before we get started up.
I feel sick. A sickness coming on right now. Yeah.
A well done steak will help me.
Yeah. So can we work on getting some? You know,
we'll try. We'll see. Something. Next time you come.
You know, a hamburger or something, you know, something grilled.
No, Candace, you can't say try with this one, Candace. You guys say, no, that's not in, we don't want you sleeping in there.
We want you
to be healthy. No steaks, Candace.
Okay. No steaks.
Living foods, living body, dead foods, dead body. And that's one of the things that we really have to understand in our community, too, is this diet plays a really big part of what we're doing. So you guys just give them snacks so they can get a little energy. That's
you know, Brian, this is what I teach on a regular basis. But guess what? I tell people I don't believe in dieting. You got to splurge every now and then. So when I go to your place, I want to splurge.
We'll have some snacks for you. You'll be all right.
I do snacks all the time.
Okay.
I personally love hearing that Dedicated likes to see their clients around every 30 days for preventative measures, because we do face a community that faces a lot of health issues, and to know that there is a facility that cares enough to really want their clients to come in every 30 days to give them preventative tests and things like that is absolutely amazing. I want to thank Dedicated to being dedicated to our senior communities.
Thank you.
And also to piggyback off of that, Akira, they say rules without relationship lead to rebellion. So when you're constantly seeing the people, you're creating this atmosphere of comfort and love and health. Those things actually help heal the body. And then also when the doctor's not connected or he's disconnected to the people, does the medicine work? Does the smile work? Is effective? Is it going to be something that makes me nervous because the doctor's coming in? And is it going to raise my blood pressure? So that's another thing that's really good about that constant, you know, that constant keeping the people involved. And then seniors also need, or somebody who may have medical issues, they also need constant interaction. They're some of my best clients when I do claims in Philadelphia because they want to talk. They're up early. And they give me a lot of wisdom. So I just always love being around the seniors. So I'm glad you guys are here helping seniors and other people that need it that are not seniors yet, that still need your services.
And real quick, if a person can't make it out there.
We have telehealth.
Telehealth.
Yes.
So a person could actually call. They can get on a computer. There's ways that. And you guys. I don't know. You did say this. I just want to make sure we go over this. You provide transportation.
Yes.
To and from.
To and from.
Wow. That's
awesome.
That is good. And again,
the following is a test of the emergency.
You guys want to, again, look at all the attributes and benefits that you guys provide, along with the possibility of lowering their medication is awesome. That's dear to me. When you look to eliminate the medications, because again, America is the most over Medicaid country in the world, and a lot of medications are causing problems. And the fact that you guys look to limit that to me is second to none. That's the top of my list. So thank you for being here. We look forward to having you here again. I'm going to let my host sign off because I did enough speaking and talking. I got to get some more coffee. I'm out, folks. Go ahead, guys. Sign off.
Thank you so much for listening.
Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
I was going to say thank you so much for listening to the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses, the Hour of Power. You're here with Makara Sloan, Michael Sloan, and Brian Fagan. We had a lovely guest, Candace Hills, representing
Dedicated Senior Medical Center.
Senior Medical Center. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week, Philly.
God bless you guys. Won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. Better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.